There is news this evening from the daily White House briefing. President Trump says that the U.S. will halt funding to the World Health Organization during this global pandemic. The U.S. is currently the largest contributor to the WHO. Our White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor has been watching, and she joins us with the latest. Yamiche, what is the White House saying? What's the president saying?
Well, there was big news, as you said, at the White House briefing today, saying that the president wants to halt and is halting funding to the World Health Organization. He lashed out at that organization and said that they severely mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic. He said that they chose political correctness when they were opposing travel restrictions that, of course, the president and others were putting into place. He also said that they wasted time and that they should have really talked about this pandemic in earlier, been more serious about it. Now, the dynamics of this is that the president is accusing the World Health Organization of what many of the president's critics are accusing the president of. Many say that the president was the one who was slow to react, slow to take this seriously. He was downplaying the virus. I should say that the president also said that the World Health Organization was praising China's transparency. But on January 24th, the president also tweeted praising China's transparency. So it's a big deal, but the president is also in some ways blaming the World Health Organization for how bad this has gotten.
And Yamiche, we know the president has been saying he might do something like this. He's been threatening, if you will, talking about the possibility. Do you know what actually triggered the decision?
I think what triggered the decision was, one, I think the lashing out that the president did yesterday when he felt like he was being attacked and being accused of being slow to act. There are real questions about what the president was doing in February when he was downplaying the virus and when it was spreading across the United States and in other countries. But there also is the things that the president has said. The president said the big things that were weighing on his mind were, one, that the WHO was against travel restrictions when he put them in place in China. And the second thing is that the organization was talking about not having human-to-human contact or human-to-human transmission, rather, when this was happening, which is what China was saying at the time. So the president is saying that the WHO is essentially sounding too much like China. But again, critics of the president say this is a really bad move in the middle of a world pandemic.
And just quickly, Yamiche, we know the president has been saying and said again yesterday that he's the one with all the authority, in his words, total authority, to make a decision about when to lift restrictions. Is the White House saying any more about that today?
The White House and President Trump are still doubling down on the idea that as president, he has, quote, total authority over states. But there are governors that are speaking out pretty forcefully. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, said that that's the authority of a king, and the United States doesn't have a king, and as a result, the president is wrong there. I can say, for a quick fact check, of course, there's a 10th Amendment of the United States that says that the federal government has limits to its power and that the states have their own rights.
Yamiche Alcindor, and of course, a little early in the program, we interviewed the governor of Connecticut, who said he disagrees with the president. He and other governors in the Northeast are looking at coming up with their own coordinated plan. Yamiche Alcindor, following the White House briefing for us. Thank you, Yamiche.
Thanks, Julie.